I hesitate to say anything because I'm about to try. When Linda played with one hand, the offertory, when Casey sang, when I stood here and looked at all of you, we're just overflowing with gratitude and with love. The year was 1984. I was serving as associate pastor of Montgomery Hills Baptist Church in Silver Spring. The phone call came to our house in the Four Corners neighborhood of Silver Spring, and the caller identified herself as Leslie Perico. Leslie said she was calling on behalf of the pastor search committee at Village Baptist Church in Bowie, Maryland. Well, I'd heard of Bowie, but I'd never been to Bowie. I'd heard of Village Baptist Church because I knew the former pastor, Dr. Dan Ivins, and I knew the interim pastor, Dr. James Dunn. But I did not know why Leslie was calling me. She told me that Dr. James Langley, the executive director of the DC Baptist Convention, had given the Village Pastor Search Committee my name as a possible candidate. That was news to me. I knew Dr. Langley, but I did not know he had recommended me as a potential pastoral candidate for Village. We were happy at Montgomery Hills and not looking to leave. I had served there almost 8 years alongside the senior pastor, Reverend Donald Harris. Joel and Terry were members of Montgomery Hills. In fact, Joel's father had been the pastor of Montgomery Hills before Reverend Harris. Joel's father had been called to a church in West Virginia. The family had moved with him there. But after his untimely death, Joel and his family moved back to Silver Spring, rejoined Montgomery Hills, and became very active there. Joel and Terry were recently married just before Montgomery Hills called me to be the associate pastor. I found out later that Joel was on the associate pastor search committee that recommended me to the church. Later, Terry became my secretary, and then she became the church secretary. Now, Linda and I got married a few months after that in 1977. Linda and her four-year-old daughter, Amy, and I moved into our little house on Lanark Way in the Four Corners area just outside the Beltway, and life was good. Life continued to be good during our time at Montgomery Hills. Our son Mark was born in 1980, and our family was warmly accepted into the Montgomery Hills Baptist Church family. We had many friends at Montgomery Hills, including Gay and Karen Israel, who gave us our cat, Izzy. And Joel and Terry were among our friends at Montgomery Hills. As I said, I was not looking to leave to find a new place of ministry, although I was enrolled in a Doctor of Ministry degree program to prepare for becoming a senior pastor. When Leslie called our house that day in 1984, it was the beginning of a process that led me coming here to Village. And just as our family was warmly welcomed at Montgomery Hills, we were warmly welcomed at Village. After I preached here in view of a call in the fall of 1984, the chair of the Village Search Committee, Maurice Wheaton, phoned our house in Silver Spring. And Maury called to tell me that the church had voted to call me as their next pastor. He said the vote was very positive, but not quite unanimous. The vote was 64-1. I never found out who voted against me. But I tried to be the best pastor I could be so that maybe even that one dissenter would develop a different opinion. We began our time here at Village on the first Sunday of 1985. We'd sold our house in Silver Spring. We bought a house here in Bowie, but the paperwork was not quite finished yet, and we had not made the actual move. So for the first 3 weeks of my time as pastor at Village, I commuted from Silver Spring to Bowie, which was about a 35 to 45 minute drive, depending on traffic on the Beltway, on Route 50. But after we moved into our house on Advent Court North, a 5 minute commute. Some people were at Village when we came in 1985 that are still active today. Leslie and Pete Perico, Carlin and Dave Thompson and their daughter Kara, Kathleen Rowe and her daughters Kelly and Casey, Lauren Price Kirk, and maybe some others. Mark and Michelle were not here when we came in 1985. They've been here before, but after Mark got out of the military, they moved back to this area, came back to Village, and have been active ever since. We have so many friends here. In fact, Mark is the remaining charter member who's active in a physical way. Angela Sweeten is still active virtually from her home in Colorado. And many of the rest of you came after we came in 1985, including Joel and Linda Smith and their daughters, who joined later in 1985 and have been active ever since. Like all the people I've mentioned, many of you became our close friends. And that's why I selected the passage from Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 to 6 as our scripture for this morning, because Paul had a close relationship with the church members in Philippi. And he began his letter to the church with these words, "I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you." That's how Linda and I feel about Village. We thank God every time we remember you, and we pray with joy for all of you. Just as Paul had a close and happy relationship with the church in Philippi, Linda and I have had a close and happy relationship with the people of Village all these many years. Now, after I retired in 2018, Linda and I knew we could not keep coming to Village in order to allow room for new pastoral leadership. And so we had to find a new church home. The Sunday after I retired, we attended First Baptist Church of the City of Washington, D.C., primarily because our friend Dr. James Langley was a member there. We sat with Dr. Langley that first Sunday. We went back and sat with him the next Sunday. Went back and sat with him the next Sunday until we were going every Sunday at First Baptist downtown. Now, we knew the pastor, Reverend Julie Pennington Russell, but we did not know her well. It was primarily because of Dr. Langley that we went to First Baptist. And we kept going and kept going until Dr. Langley's untimely death in June of 2018. And I was honored to officiate the committal service at the cemetery for Dr. Langley, as well as to give the eulogy during the memorial service at First Baptist. Because we were at Village so long, we felt it was important for us to back away and allow room for new pastoral leadership. Now, I have returned on occasion to do a few weddings and to conduct some funerals and to preach a few sermons, but we have tried to keep our distance so as not to interfere. Now, we did become close friends with Pastor Emily and her husband, Scott, and their son, Franklin, while they were here. And we've been blessed to get to know Pastor Caleb and his wife, Rihanna. But since they retired, we've been careful to cherish friendships, but not compete with the succeeding pastors. Now, since I retired, I've served as a guest preacher at various area churches, First Baptist in D.C., Montgomery Hills in Silver Spring, University Baptist in College Park, Broadneck Baptist in Annapolis, First Baptist Church at Crofton, and I've been back to Village a few times to preach since I retired. I've also written some books since I retired. The first one was Preaching for the Long Haul, a case study on long-term pastoral ministry, and it was really a book based upon my time here at Village. I also began to write a series of Bible study books called Spelunking Scripture, and I wrote a book of eulogies called The Barefoot Eulogist, Speaking a Good Word While Standing on Holy Ground. The latest book in the Spelunking Scripture Bible study series just came out. It's called The Passion of Christ in the Synoptic Gospels. When Pastor Caleb told me that Village wanted to recognize me as your pastor emeritus, I was filled with gratitude. And I began to think about what I could say about being the pastor here at Village for 33 years. Well, first, I can say that Linda and I are grateful for having had the opportunity to serve among you. I served as pastor while Linda served in so many other ways. She did give the sermon on a few occasions after her mission trips to China and Africa and Appalachia. But Linda was a Sunday school teacher. She co-chaired the Missions Commission. She helped in the Warm Nights ministry when that was held here at the church. She served as a deacon. She led a women's evening Bible study. She helped lead the craft team for Vacation Bible School. She represented our church at meetings of the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship and the Baptist World Alliance. She was a banner maker. In the early years, she volunteered in the nursery. She was a worship dancer. She prepared meals for the Lenten Bible studies. She was a friend and confidant to many. So we are grateful for having had the opportunity to serve among you. Second, we are grateful for the church that Village has become. When we first came to Village in 1985, it was not a very diverse congregation. We did have a couple of African American members who were married to white spouses and their children, but Village was not very diverse in 1985. I can remember visiting in the home of Loretta and Marion Shipman after they had visited Village on a Sunday morning. And Loretta remarked to me that she noticed that Village wasn't very diverse. Well, I invited them to join us and to help make it more diverse, and that's exactly what they did. And we are grateful for their participation in the years since. And many of you helped to make Village the congregation that it is today. So we are grateful for the congregation that Village has become. Third, we are grateful for what Village continues to do. It was former pastor Dan Ivins who coined the slogan, "We reserve the right to accept everybody." And that's what Village continues to do. We accept everyone. We welcome everyone. We include everyone. We accept everyone. And we seek to help those in need. A couple of months ago on the front page of the Village Voice, Wanda Miller wrote an article about Village's history of mission action. And in the article, Wanda reminded us of the many ways that Village has been involved in helping others with a heart for missions. Wanda listed a number of mission projects that Village has accomplished over the years, everything from hunger banks to warm nights to the Bowie Food Pantry to gifts for children of mine to Super Bowl of Caring for City Gate. And then she listed 30 more mission projects that Village has accomplished over the years. Then Wanda reminded us of some of the mission partners, such as the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship, the DC Baptist Convention, the Baptist World Alliance, the Baptist Joint Committee for Religious Liberty, and Wycliffe Bible Translators. We are not just in it for ourselves. We are a part of this community of faith because God has called us to help others in Jesus' name. As Wanda wrote, missions matter because they provide opportunities for us to serve others and share a message of hope and peace through Jesus. Thank you, Wanda, for reminding us that mission work is the love we show outside the church in our walk with Jesus. So Linda and I are grateful for having had the opportunity to serve among you and for the friendships that we have cherished with so many of you over the years. And we are grateful for the church that Village has become. And we are grateful for the many ways that Village helps those in need. When Leslie first called our house back in 1984, little did I know what that call would mean. But now, more than 40 years later, I recognize it was one of the most important phone calls I've ever received. That phone call was the beginning of our connection with the Village Baptist Church family, a connection that continues to enrich and bless our lives. And so, as Paul said to the church at Philippi, I say, we thank God for you. Our Father, we are so blessed to have each other. We are so blessed to be connected to this community of faith, to share our love for Jesus with one another. We are so blessed to know that there are people around us who really care for us, who love us, and who will work with us as we seek to love each other and even to love those beyond our midst with the love that you've given us in Jesus Christ. In his name we pray and give thanks. Amen.